My name is Victor Kubik, President of the United Church of God. Welcome to another edition of our podcast, Inside United. Today, our guest is right here from the home office. Our guest today is Frank Dunkel, who is coordinator of ABC. Hello, Frank.
Hello, Vic. Thanks for inviting me upstairs.
Well, we have wanted to do this podcast because right now, Ambassador Bible College is continuing to accept applications for the 2019-2020 scholastic year. And I'd like Frank to talk to us about just what you can expect to get out of Ambassador Bible College and certain things that maybe you didn't know.
Yeah, there's so much that we get out of it, and I guess I should say, or can say we, because the faculty grow and change and learn from the students as the students hopefully learn from us, and we're all studying God's Word. And it is true, it's a chance to learn and understand God's Word, but it's also a wonderful chance to build relationships. Mm-hmm. And people also find an understanding of their place in God's work and in His great plan. So it's something we want to encourage people to consider. If you're listening to this and you're not sure if ABC is right for you, I would encourage people to realize that there's no one model for an ABC student. Mm-hmm. Just like we have a great variety in the faculty, we have some younger, some older. The student body is best when there's a good variety as well. You know, it's not uncommon to have some in their 30s and 60s, 70s, 80s. I use the term that they add ballast to the class.
Ballast.
Ballast. They keep the whole thing because the younger ones have that energy and bubbling enthusiasm, and sometimes the older students help keep them grounded. Mm-hmm. So when we don't have that, we miss it. A matter of fact, there were a couple of years in a row where we had some older ladies living in one of the houses that members rent out exclusively to the lady students. And Mr. Dean referred to them as the den mothers. And when we have the den mothers living in the house, things are calm and quiet and all the younger students get along great. Mm-hmm. And the years that we don't, sometimes we have to spend more attention helping them get along.
Well, that's great. I know that when I talk to ABC students in one of the student assemblies or forums and asked, why did you come and what did you expect to do? And before the year started, they would say, I know what I believe. I have these concepts about morality, God, and so forth, but I have a hard time explaining it. And at the end of the year, more times than not, people have said, I know what I believe and I can explain it and I can pass it on to others. And that's a great, great benefit to be able to express the things that you believe, because we could be pent up with all kinds of beliefs, but how do we pass them on?
But we want to know, why do we believe certain things? And a theme that I say over and over again is we do want to know what the Bible says and also what it doesn't say. Mm-hmm. And Mr. McNeely teaches the doctrines class, and he describes a pyramid where there are specific doctrines where the Bible says this, like the seventh day is the Sabbath. It's beyond dispute. And then there are other teachings we have that are inferred from things the Bible says. Mm-hmm. So we use logical thinking to see where if the Bible says this, it automatically means something else. And then in the church, we have traditions, things that we do because we had to find a way to do things, and those aren't wrong or bad. But I tell students we need to know why we do things and believe things and where it comes from. That way, when we're challenged or tested, we know exactly what we stand on.
And we can speak dogmatically about those things that are totally true.
Absolutely.
And also, we can discount those things that are just false. I know one faculty member at Ambassador College, the original one that I went to, said there are things that are true, there are things that are untrue, and there are things that are interesting.
Absolutely.
And there's lots of interesting things to speculate about, but you don't make them true just because you say it.
Exactly. And that's where I say we want to know what does the Word of God say, and let's be grounded in it. And ABC is a great chance to spend that time exploring and asking questions. We've had some students who ask a lot of questions, and they tend to feel bad about it, and we tell them, no, we want your questions. We want to discuss these things. Mm-hmm. We don't always have a full answer. One of the things I've said in class is we need to get comfortable with accepting I don't know as an answer to some questions, mm-hmm. while at the same time realizing we in God's church know a lot. Mm-hmm. We do know what we believe, and we know what the Bible says. And if there are some small things here and there that we don't know for sure, we look forward to the time when we will know when in God's kingdom.
Mm-hmm. Well, what else besides academics does one benefit from ABC?
Well, definitely from the friendships. We have a group come together and spend about 7.5 hours in a room together. That certainly adds something to it. They also are here in the home office. They make relationships in the congregation and on the staff here at the home office. They get involved in activities. The class is often doing service projects. Matter of fact, I was with a group. We went into one of the public parks and picked up trash one Sunday. They've gone and helped members who need help cleaning up their homes or with moving or things like that. There's something that really builds you when you get to serve others. Of course, we should also talk about the choir, which is something most students get involved in, and they love making music together. It's a great privilege to visit congregations in the region and perform and worship God and also edify the congregation in doing so.
One thing about Ambassador Bible College, and that's also true of the one I went to originally, is that you not only have academics, but you also have what our relationship to God ought to be, who is God, and how we are to relate to Him.
Yeah, and that's something where it comes over that time spent living and doing, I believe. And most of our students live in rented housing. We have members in the area who rent rooms in their homes or have entire homes that they rent out to students. And so students have to learn to live together and practice the things we're teaching. And that itself can be a challenge, but it's also a great growth opportunity.
Well, that brings up another point, is that how can I afford it? How can I do it? How much of my time is going to be taken up? Frank, I'd like you to tell us about how students have done it, because there are some who have come here not being the richest, you know, of all,
or
having a lot of money saved up, and they just basically live off of it. Give us an example or tell us about how that can be done.
Well, there have been various ways students have made it work, and one of the things I say is there isn't a one right way. Of the qualifications you need to come to ABC, I like to say the biggest one is that you want to attend, and those who want to often can find a way. Some come right after high school. They finish high school and they want to come to ABC either before beginning a career or going to college. A number will take an academic year out of college. They'll take a break, a gap year,
right,
and come to ABC, which it's worth mentioning. We say a year, but it's a 9-month academic year. So we begin right at the end of August. So we basically have September, and we go through a normal school year with graduation being usually about the third week in May.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not leaving home and job and everything for a full year. It is the bigger part of a year. Some students, after they graduate college, choose to come to ABC. We've had two or three times where a student planned to go to graduate school, but they chose to attend ABC for a year before going to graduate school, or, you know, after college, before looking for a job. We had a student in this last year's class that did something I think fairly clever. He perceived that when he finished his degree in engineering, if he had a whole year between graduation and starting a job search, employers might wonder what was going on. So he came to ABC with one semester left of his 4-year program. So then he was going to go back, and he'll start classes in the fall. He'll finish that semester, graduate, and begin his job search without that gap.
Yeah, we've had some who've been in very highly qualified professions that have come to ABC and just had a break in it. And actually, it stimulated them, and it was a very refreshing, like a sabbatical.
Exactly. If someone's changing careers or employers, ABC can work. And it is something – it's useful to have, as I said, those older students. I should mention we've had a long tradition or policy at ABC that if a married couple comes, they are able to attend for paying one tuition fee.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So you get two for the price of one. And I think that was established at the very beginning to encourage that.
Well, we
don't have
many. I just learned that right now. Good. Well,
and we actually had a young couple attend last year who were married during the summer, and they said that was one factor in choosing their wedding date. Now, we don't encourage people to go out and grab a spouse just for that.
Uh-huh.
But if your husband and wife are out there thinking they'd like to attend, there's a little incentive.
Uh-huh.
And I'll mention for the older students, if you've seen the promotional videos, we include some of the fun activities that we do, and it is a lot of fun to be at ABC. It's not all study, as we say, sequestered away. There is study, there's seriousness, but there's also fun, but it's not just juvenile silliness.
Mm-hmm.
No, it is a stable organization and an institution where we really focus on God's word, and we have a balance of fun, but also of getting down to business.
What about employment and opportunities for employment, and how many students who have wanted a job and needed a job have gotten one? Maybe you can...
Yeah, it's a good thing you asked that. Many students have said, well, the ideal would be to have enough money saved up to come and you don't have to work. But that's just not practical or real for most people. So I find the majority of students do get employment. And I don't know of anybody who's ever really wanted a job that couldn't find one, especially in the current job market in the United States. It's easy to find a job. We live in an area where there are a number of retail stores. There are a number of restaurants. Now, these are usually part-time jobs. Our students work evenings and Sundays, but they've done very well. I think it might be Staples that some years ago, a manager hired a couple of the students and was so impressed, he left a note in the employment office there for the store saying, if anybody from Ambassador Bible Center, which it was called at the time, comes, hire them on the spot. Mm-hmm. And it's good to know our students had that type of a reputation. And I think one of the Panera stores in the area is similar to that, because they've had every year we have two or three students working for them.
Mm-hmm. Besides Bible classes, are there other classes?
There are. Well, of course, I don't know if some would consider doctrines to be a Bible class, but it certainly delves in the Bible.
It's kind of in that direction.
It goes through the 20 fundamental beliefs that are written into the Constitution of the United Church of God. So we have that. We have speech class runs through the year. And of course, it's built on biblical principles, but it's an opportunity to learn and practice communication. Mm-hmm. We have a practical Christianity class, which is not going through books of the Bible, but which looks at sort of the everyday living, the decisions we have to make as God's people, and helps us look at how and why we make those decisions. Mr. Dean teaches a personal family finance course, and that's basically how to plan our finances, think about our responsibilities to God and to family, and to make decisions along those lines. Comparative religion is another class. I mentioned Mr. Antion taught that for years and years. Matter of fact, I took it from him when I was a student, and this past year he turned it over to Chris Rowland, who is one of our younger instructors. And Chris is carrying on the tradition from Mr. Antion, but he's added his own special touch, and I especially like his sense of humor that he brings to the class. So it's not all scripture. And one of the things I would like to add that some people might say, well, I go to services every week and I enjoy that, but I can't imagine 7 hours a day of what I have when I go to Sabbath services. And I would say, well, it's not like that. These are academic classes, which is still in the Bible. But for one thing, we have a lot of give and take. There's time for questions. We have open discussion at times. And we analyze God's word maybe in a slightly different way than someone preaching at you in a sermon. Mm-hmm. And I think it's less tiring on the students than if you think of you were on the way we do Sabbath services. So we do that with a break. Each class runs 50 minutes, and then we have a 10-minute break. Often our food services manager, Stella Helterbrand, has snacks out there, and students enjoy some fellowship. And so the day goes by relatively quickly. I think those who think, oh, I can never study the Bible all day, are surprised once they get used to the routine here.
Well, there's an angle put on some of the academics that students have really remarked about when I've done podcasts with them. They said that, boy, they just didn't realize that all the background to, especially the Gospels classes.
Oh, yes.
You know, about the archaeological evidence, about the cultural times, and, you know, how that affected what was being said, even by Jesus Christ.
Yes.
You know.
Yeah, we try to put everything in context, and that includes the geography, the culture of the time, the history. Mr. McNeely has been very good as he goes through the rise and fall of empires of putting what was happening with God's people there in the Middle East in the context of what was going on around them in the world. Mm-hmm. So we try to make sure that there's that greater understanding, and of course, in an academic setting, we have the time to do that.
You might mention, too, also about the charity auction.
That
was the big event.
It is, and it's the big event of the year. It's something that started many years ago for the students to serve and help others. So what happens is in the spring of each year, the students choose a charity, we would say, they want to support. We've worked with LifeNets most of those years. and the students plan a show, a variety show that they'll put on. We also take donations of items that will be sold and a large number of what we call dessert items for the live auction. And so through the course of the performance, we'll have a break and an auctioneer will come out and we'll display cakes and pies and cookies, and members from the local congregation and the surrounding regions bid on those. Mm-hmm. And it's surprised me the first time I came. A matter of fact, my first year on the faculty, I came with about $30 in my pocket thinking, oh, I'll buy something. And the first item I saw quickly ran up above $100. I said, oh, the members really enjoy supporting the charity and they have a terrific time. And the students grow together so much by planning and organizing, putting this on. There's the entertainment, there's the decorations, the food refreshments that they provide.
And the video that they put together this year was
hilarious. And normally there's a part of a video, and for several years they've done a takeoff of the TV show The Office, which they call the home office here. And it's sort of a humorous way of student and office life here. And yeah, we've had some years where the students really excel in video production and in their sense of humor.
Now, Frank, where could one who's listening and has listened this far here, who says, I wonder if Ambassador Bible College is for me, where could they turn? What's the easiest, what's the quickest thing they can do right now to find out more?
Get on your computer, and if you go to ucg.org, in the search bar, you could type ABC. It, or you could, in your URL bar or whatever that's called at the top, type abc.ucg.org. Mm-hmm. And the ABC page has directions. It has a lot of description about ABC, and it has how to apply. We're a little old-fashioned compared to the summer camp program, where we don't have an online application form. You can print out the paper form, type on it or write on it in handwriting, put it in the mail and send it, and we'll be very, very excited when we see it show up in our mailbox.
Okay, that's abc.ucg.org.
Yes.
Okay.
So it's part of the church's website site. And, of course, if people have questions, we encourage them to call the phone number here or to email me. My email address, you could write it frank_dunkel@ucg.
And Dunkel. Or
ucg.org.
And that's D-U-N-K-L-E.
Yes, Dunkel. Thank you. I forgot. Not everybody knows how to spell my name. But we could handle up to about 40 students per year, and we'd love to have that. Matter of fact, we're talking about this now. Our enrollment is a little bit light for next year, so we'd love to have about a dozen more decide to come and join us at the end of August and attend next year. We've got room. If you don't think you can come, you probably can. There are jobs in the area. There's housing in the area. If you have a financial need, we've called them scholarships. We were thinking of maybe changing the term to tuition waiver, where instead of we'd pass on having you pay the tuition, you'd still be responsible for food and lodging, supporting yourself. But that's surprisingly easy to do in the area, renting homes, sharing meals. Of course, attending here and your tuition, or if it's waived, does cover having breakfast and lunch every school day.
So if you're thinking about it, just don't wait too long.
Right. Just look into it and take the plunge.
I might mention, too, is that we had four from Australia this past year. Mm-hmm. We had one from Ukraine who came for for one semester. Sometimes it's difficult for the international students because of visa issues and so forth to participate here. But can you give any advice for international students and tell us about the resources that we have here to help guide them?
Yeah, we do have resources. We have some members in the church who have experience in this, who have worked with students in helping them in applying for the visa that they need. We've also learned that often it's not as easy to get a full year or even a 9-month visa, but it is easier to get one for 3 months or 6 months. And then there's a provision that you can apply for an extension. And that almost always allows a student to fulfill the year. Anyone outside of the United States wants to come to ABC, it would be good to plan ahead. It's not as easy to do it at the last minute. Mm-hmm. But if you start working on that, make sure you have the passport and then look into visa. The requirements, and then contact our office, and we will provide some guidance and help. I should mention also, if most of our members know that the ABC class produced a cookbook last year and that we sold, and the funds from that were raised exclusively to help international students so we can help them with some of the living expenses since normally they're not able to work while they're here.
Uh-huh. So maybe ABC is for you and don't necessarily have to be a member of the United Church of God. Maybe you can tell us about that.
Oh, that's true. We teach the truth of the Bible, and ABC's mission is to pass on these truths and hopefully equip people to pass them on to others. We're not specific to the United Church of God. If you happen to be listening to this and you attend another Church of God, but you want to know what the Bible teaches, then that's perfectly fine. Matter of fact, we always look at our student catalog and handbook each year to see what we want to revise, and we've long had a policy that doesn't allow proselytizing. We don't allow people to come and try to recruit for various other church groups. But that means if you're in another group, we're not going to try to convince you to join United Church of God. Mm-hmm. We want you to know the truth of the Bible.
And there's some that just dove into the pool just at the last second, and then those are the ones who especially didn't regret it.
I mean, I think my first year on the faculty, we had a man came to bring his son to look for an apartment, and while he was here visiting, the fellow said, "I think I want to attend too," and he did. So it was a last minute. I heard a story from a graduate once who said he drove down here to help a friend come, and then he just never went home. He applied at the last minute and appealed to Mr. Antion to allow him to register as a student. Now, I'm not encouraging people to do it that way, mm-hmm. but I would say certainly as you're listening to this, it's not too late. You could get in on next year's class.
Well, Frank, thank you so much for coming here. This is Victor Kubik, along with Frank Dunkel. We want to thank you for joining us and listening. So please tell others about this podcast that can be found on iTunes and your favorite podcast app. So come back soon and join us for more.
This is a production of the United Church of God. For more, visit ucg.org.